camera operators are awesome. And I'll be like, okay, I'm new at this, and so I'm not quite sure. And he said, oh, I'm just going to raise my hand when it's on me. So that helped me the most. But when I'm in studio, it's like I'm out of my body. Like it just
I
feels
bet.
so different.
I bet
I
you're
bet.
exhausted when you come out of there.
I do. I crash when I get to the hotel.
The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. We have another exciting guest on our podcast today, and her name is Lisa Trigstead. And Lisa is the owner-operator of Get Neat with Lisa. Lisa's a home organizer. She's located in North Dallas, Texas. Prior to becoming an organizer, she had a career as a marketing executive for a radio station. She was also a teacher for 18 years. So Lisa's like that hometown girl. You know, she grew up in Idaho. She's the oldest of seven children. She's always telling us about how it's her parents that gave her the strong work ethic that she has. And what keeps her driving, because she just learned some really good skills as she was growing up with a large family with awesome parents. She also has her own product line that's available exclusively on HSN. Lisa has been a friend of ours in the organizing world for many years. And I feel like Lisa and I are just like sisters, you know, like the sisterhood is strong when it comes to between myself and Lisa. Another cool little bit of trivia is Lisa was our very first guest when we started this podcast back in 2020. She was guest number one, and our podcast was called the One Crazy Journey Podcast back then. So our history goes way back, as in our, like I said, our connection is strong. And it is so fun to bring her back on the show, find out what's new, catch up with her and what's going on in her life and business. And there's a lot of really cool and amazing things happening. So without further ado, on to our interview with Lisa. We are so excited to welcome Lisa Trigstead into our podcast today. Now, Lisa, we were just chatting about this. We had you on our podcast as our very first guest years ago.
The Clutter Bee podcast?
Yeah, it wasn't the Clutter Bee podcast.
One Crazy Journey podcast.
One Crazy Journey podcast.
That's right. Yes. One Crazy Journey. Yeah. I know. I was so honored to be your very first guest, Abby, and I just absolutely love you guys. You know that. I've been a champion of yours since the very beginning. When we very first met in 2019, we met in person.
Yeah.
At the How To Summit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've been connected ever since. And our business, our businesses are a lot different since then.
We're
just saying
different.
This TV host, and we're excited to dive in
it's
all of
HSN
that.
HSN TV celebrity.
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah, but really just truly excited to just chit chat and catch up with you and just hear what you've been doing. So we got to see you in person, which was so fun, and hang out with you for a few days when we were speakers at the Organizers Collective, and you were a speaker as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That was just so fun.
So fun to catch up with all the organizers, like the core group, like we all, a lot of us met in 2019 and we all went, you know, completely just, I feel like, different directions. And obviously everyone's businesses and lives look a lot different,
but it was nice. Oh. It was like a little reunion for us all. I felt like because we were speakers and not attendees, it was more relaxing. Like, you know, we geared up for our speeches and all that we did, our presentations. But other than that, it was just fun to hang out hang out at the speaker houses, and your gua sha, and we were sitting out with the pool.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Sitting in our jammies.
Yes, you guys came over to our place, and I just got myself comfy and cozy. I took a shower, and you guys came over, and I was in jammies doing my gua sha, and I was happy. But it's like we're all sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really, I mean, for the people that didn't listen to the interview, what, how many years ago?
That would have been several years ago.
Several years ago, if you didn't listen. tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you are, because then we want to, selfishly, I have lots of questions about your product line, and we just want to chit-chat and see what you've been up to.
Well, yes. So I started out when you guys first met me. I started my business in 2017 and I was Neat Freak McKinney, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
I was still teaching 2 days a week and I had always had a passion for organizing. I grew up the oldest of seven kids. My mom just gave me a lot of responsibility and expected a lot out of, you know, the older kids to help out around the house. And I really think that's when my gift of organization just kind of came out and blossomed. And I learned quickly that organization helped tremendously in running a home. And then life happened, got married, had babies, was in marketing for a long time. I worked at a radio station as a, what was I? I was a vice president of sales.
Ooh, fancy.
Fancy title.
I call that my first big girl job and had a company car, but I was in marketing then. And so I feel like my three worlds have collided, or my two worlds have collided with, well, the natural gift of organizing, then in being in marketing, because that's what social media is now, right? Just marketing, free marketing. And then I was a school teacher for 18 years while I raised my own kids, and I loved it. And so now at the age of 51, I'm 57 now, but at the age of 51, I said, it's now or never. The Marie Kondo book had just come out. The Home Start Girls were just kind of coming out on social media. Like, who are these ladies? And I was like, I totally can do this. And so at 51, it was June of 2017, I said, I'm doing this. And I literally just started my Instagram, Facebook, threw out four free jobs. And here we are, what, 7 years later?
Yeah, right. And just like that, 7 years
and
later.
Just like that.
It's so funny lifetime. When you said the Marie Kondo book had just come out, that's what actually teetered me over the edge to consider opening my own organizing business, because
I feel like
I was
it did for a lot of organizers. That was sort of like,
yeah, it was the Marie Kondo book. Yeah, her first book.
We're like, we're already doing this. Like, I mean, some of the things that were her own, obviously, you know, we don't do that. That was her own little touch, but I feel like, you know, Margaret and I were older. We were already doing all this clear back in the day. That's how we ran our own homes when our kids were growing
up.
Right?
And helping other friends get organized. You probably did the same, you know, go to a friend's house. Let's organize the pantry or the closet or whatever the needs were for fun, because we loved it.
We were that friend. We were that friend that would come over and help. And we loved doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. So fast forward 7 years later, girl.
Yeah.
So catch us up a little bit. Where you are now. I know the last 2 years has it been maybe 3 years since you started your product line with HSN, or maybe that was
you're no
in conversation, but
right. Cause you're no longer Neat Freak McKinney.
No. Every now and then that slips out. Cause I'm just in the habit. I'm like, no.
I'll tell you that story too. So in 2020, it was August of 2020 and the world was crazy. Right. And so here in Texas, we had started going back into homes, but I was still doing a ton of virtual organizing. And through that whole 2020 year, I was still talking about it on Instagram, still doing, you know, and it was really fun for me to do that because I got to talk to women all over the country. I had clients in England even, and we were all going through the pandemic together and we were just sharing stories. It was a really special time. I loved it. But anyway, August of 2020, I'm sitting right here at my desk working away, and an email comes in, and it's from a headhunter, QVC, which you guys are part of, and HSN, sent an email. And they said, we want to speak to you about helping to produce a product line and then coming on air to sell it. And my husband's in business, and I took it to him, and I'm like, this is a scam, right? And he goes, that is not a scam.
Don't click the link.
This can't be real.
Yeah, don't click the link. No. And he's very savvy in business. He said, no, I think that's real. So I emailed back. literally the next day, I was on a Zoom with probably 50 people from QVC, HSN. And from that interview, went to the next day with you know, like smaller group of people. And then they just said, let's do it. And I said, okay, back up. How did you find me? Because in at that time, so that was 2020, there was a sea of organizers by 2020. And I was like, I felt honored and I felt special. And I was like, okay, how did you guys find me? And they said, somebody at QVC follows you on Instagram. They love your personality. You seem like you're the same person on Instagram as you are in real life, which I hope I am, because that's what I want to be. And they said, let's talk to this girl. And that's how it happened, you guys. It was just crazy. So fast forward, got an attorney, had to get a trademark. And so that's when my name had to change, because I tried to trademark Neat Freak McKinney or Neat Freak Texas. I was trying to trademark one of those. And immediately, the minute the trademark application hit the office, it was cease and desist. You cannot use this name. You cannot use. And I was just like, oh my word. So I was freaking out for a minute. I have an amazing attorney. He bought me time. He worked really hard for me. And so we had to come up with another name. And HSN wanted a name that sounded like a show on HSN. So Get Neat with Lisa on HSN. That could be like a show. And so that's where I came up with. I still wanted Neat something, because I was Neat Freak. And so I still wanted that. And so that's kind of how it came to be. And he bought me about a year's worth of time before, because I couldn't talk about HSN for a whole year.
That's
couldn't
why
talk
I was like,
about
how
it.
Many years has it been? But it was, I didn't realize it was all the way in 2020 that like it actually, that conversation started.
Yes. And so then all of 2020, we were, you know, started all the process of designing and coming up with ideas and coming up with how to implement it. And so then January of 2021 is when my first product line launched. And here in a couple of days, I'm going to be launching, I think, my sixth line. I have to go back and look. I don't even remember. That's and so cool. It's just been a really crazy, fun journey.
Yeah. I didn't realize. So how long, just like selfishly, how long did it take that trademark to go through? Because so, like from, I know you had to have the trademark to do the product line, but obviously they were like, okay, we know it's, you know, pending, but did you have to like for sure, like get that approved before you were able to launch?
No, the HSN said, they had said, no, this is our girl. We're going to work with you. Like they were willing to wait. And so my attorney, I'm trying to think. So that was August, probably by October, November is when we finalized the name. Well, immediately, probably that September is when I applied for Neat Freak McKinney.
Yeah.
And then
in 2020.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then when I knew I couldn't do that, so it's probably like November, December when I reapplied. And then I was able to talk about it. I had to switch my name by May of 2021. So it wasn't quite finished yet. I'm trying to think back to, I can't remember all that time. So, you know, December 2020 to May of 2021 is when I was able to announce that I was going to be on HSN and that I was creating a product line. And I want to say within the next few months, it went through.
And then you launched
2021. Oh, you're right. No. I launched September.
I know it's
of
so hard to remember dates.
No, yes. But it's so important to
September
try to get
of 2021 out. Is when we launched the first. It was like a soft launch.
Okay.
Because that's how I'm remembering it. Yes.
Okay.
So I remember that. And so then.
So yeah, I remember when you announced it. Because you were like, some things are gonna be changing, and we're like, ooh, what is she doing? Because you know, you change your name and all that. And then, okay, that makes a little bit more sense. So it probably took maybe around 8 months probably then to get your trademark to go through. Finally got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And
so
I think
basically
you had
to wait for that to go through before you launched.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was a fairly easy process with the help of I couldn't have done it without him.
Oh,
he was amazing.
You do have an amazing attorney, which now is become our attorney.
Yeah.
He's great.
Thank you, Lisa.
Man, you're so welcome. And I have another organizer friend that I've, she's using him too. So he'll become the organizer's trademark guy.
All in the family.
Yeah, no, trademarking awesome. Is a crazy thing, but at least you, yeah. And it does take a lot of time. I mean, ours, I think, took 18 months.
Yeah, ours took about 18 months. But,
huh. But that was good to know that they were still, like, you got it to a point where they're like, okay, this is going through. So you were able to, like, do the yes. logo and do the product yes. and everything like that. So yes. that way, when it did for sure get the green flag, you were able to, like,
yes.
launch. Yeah.
Yes. Because I had to have my trademark before I could do my romance cards. You guys know what a romance card is?
Mm-hmm. No, you have to tell us. What's a romance card?
I'm going to show you. It's a little card that comes in the product. So it's this. I'm holding it up for those of the, you are listening, but yeah. see my trademarks on there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, so this little card, and it just says my little logo. Organizing your home is the best gift you can give yourself. My goal is to help you love your home, use what you have, and know where to find it. Let's get neat. So every that. Time you order something from HSN that's from my collection, this is called a romance card and it comes in the package.
Okay.
Ew.
So that probably took yeah. a little time to figure out what you wanted to say on that. I mean, it's so beautiful now, but I know that that doesn't come without like a lot of thought process and trying yeah. different phrases and making yeah. it sound good.
Yeah. I had a lot of family and friends that were helping me. And so, yeah, it's just been a really fun learning experience for sure. It's mm-hmm. just been, it's just been really neat. It's very humbling. That's how I look at it. It's just very humbling.
Yeah. I'm curious how your, cause I have so many questions about the product line, but I'm curious how your business is structured now of like, cause obviously the last time we talked to you, I think even last year, you were still doing organizing. Are you still organizing people?
Yeah, you're still organizing houses, like, with your team.
How does that work? Because for us, it's like, it's honestly like 50-50, like mm-hmm. Amazon 50-50 brand deals. Like that's sort of how our business is. So like, how do you structure that with the product line and all of that TV stuff and then organizing?
Well, because I have an amazing team behind me. I call it curated a team of women. My daughter now is on the team. My little mini me, except she doesn't like social media. So, but she's amazing. She's one of my lead organizers now. She's amazing with my clients, our clients. They love her. She's a softer version of me. So. she's amazing. And then Miriam is my other lead organizer. She's amazing. And so they really pick up the slack and really did pick up the slack, especially at the beginning when I just was in tons of meetings back and forth with the team. It's gotten easier, obviously, as the years have gone on. And the time constraints, it goes so faster for me because I can make decisions quicker. I have found my voice with them because at first it was a little intimidating. And I was just like, how do I say, no, that's, I'm not going to put my name on that. Or this isn't going to work. I'm going to tell you right now, but this is not going to work. Because what happens is, I'll just like pretend like we're doing a pantry collection. Yeah. And they would say, okay, give us your top 10 pantry organizational items. So I sent them my top 10. Here are the things that we have to have in a pantry. Lazy Susans, bins, you know, baskets, all the things, like cam risers, things like that. And so then they would go out, and this is kind of the fun part of the partnership, because they would go out and source it, mm-hmm. and then they would send the prototypes to my house. So then I get the prototypes, and I play with it, and I'm like, use it in real life in my own home, and then I tweak it and say this. And at first I was afraid to say, I don't like this, or this isn't going to work. It's beautiful to look at, but it's not really going to work. And so some of that happened, but then quickly I realized, no, this is, if it has my name on it, I'm going to find
my
voice.
You want total control over the decisions.
Yes.
Of how, so, what it's going to be. Yeah.
Yes. Sure. And some of it is give and take on their part, because they're a business. They have their own things that they need to get, right? Because that's their business. But I've been able to say, I'm not going to do that. Like, no. And I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. And I know that sounds harsh, but I'm like, I can't. You know, a couple of things were like, I didn't really want it, but it went through. And so I can't really control everything. But when I really put my foot down, they're like, okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's obviously really important because yeah, it is your name. It's your brand. Like it's obviously they're like selling it on HSN, but it's like your mm-hmm. face, like this is your product
yeah.
line.
Yeah. And this right. is your reputation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Because,
yeah,
exactly.
Oh, I was going to say they're a business too, though. I mean, I know you got, when you work with brand deals, like,
oh, yeah.
it's like another brand deal. Like sometimes it's just, this is that they say this is the way it is. And sometimes I say this is the way it is. And then sometimes we have to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is. And that's part of life, right?
100%.
Right. But through your experience working with them, you found your voice, gave you yeah. more confidence. And as the relationship between the two are building, you're able to, like you said, make decisions more quickly, but more clearly now define what it is you want and what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, and what's important right. to you as your brand, because your brand's the one that everybody is seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they're buying it through HSN, but it's your brand.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you first, yeah. or when you signed the contract with them, how long was that deal? And like, was it, you're going to, you know, produce for, like, did they have a timeline where they're like, let's test this out first. Let's do a soft launch
first.
And
I have to be careful because I'm not really supposed to talk about all oh, yeah. of the contract except stuff. Let's just say it's gone past the first contract. So that's
okay. That's good then.
But I have to be really careful because yeah. I'm not supposed to talk about.
For sure. But I was curious of just like, it's interesting to know, or it's cool that they were like, oh, we see this like long-term for a long time. Not like, let's just test this out a little bit like right. and see how it goes. Like they were gung-ho from the beginning.
They
this
were.
This is what we're doing, which is just awesome. And I feel like
yes.
that's, I like we work with a lot with QVC, and I know they're actually completely separate now, which I thought they were the same.
Well, okay. So they're separate, but QVC bought out HSN.
Okay.
Yeah, QVC's at the top. I think we learned that when we were at the event in November. Yeah, the QVC is the top.
Yeah.
But they were like side-by-side companies with a different parent company, or they were just somehow joined, but now I guess, yeah, mm-hmm. I think QVC is the parent company okay. now, right?
Yes, that's how I understand it, that QVC yeah. is the parent company and they bought out each of them.
We've had a great experience working with them, and it sounds like you've yeah. had a great experience working yes. with HSN too. When you yeah. when they first approached you, did you have a thought that you wanted to do your own product line at some point, or was it like not even a thought? Like, was it on your vision board? Was it on your plans of like, ooh, one day?
Okay, so back going back to the beginning, like when I very first started, I remember sitting down and like telling my family, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want my name to be. Cause I want to be the hometown girl, right? I want to be like in the McKinney parade, and I want it to say Neat Freak McKinney. Like I have,
yeah, all these so cute. I love it.
And, I said to my daughter and my husband, someday I just want to be a brand ambassador for the Container Store. Mm-hmm. And that was like yes. such a lofty goal. Mm-hmm. And it was yes. so far out there, but six months into my journey, they reached out to me and said, we want you to be a brand ambassador. And I was a brand ambassador for 3 years. So I'm like, it's just, everything has just surpassed. Like this was just a side hustle. I just was like, I just want to help moms. I just right? want to like use my gifts and help people. But it's just taken on such a different life. So I thought, like, especially when Home Edit came out with their product line, that was like a huge coup, right?
Yeah.
So then like, it was on like a someday radar, but how would I even get there?
Yeah.
And then I opened my email and there, here's the answer. So it's just crazy.
It's so cool.
And yeah. I think about Neat Method when their first products were coming
yes.
out, and
yeah.
that was like the dream, you know, and then become a Container Store ambassador was like the yeah. dream of all the organizers.
Oh my God.
So, but like to where you are currently, your present time, do you yes. still like book your own organizing jobs? Because obviously you're still doing them. Like how split are you? Are you still
yeah,
very involved? Right. Are you still really involved with like scheduling and consults or?
I love it. Like yeah. I can't quit. Like that's, my husband's like, okay, come on. Like, but I have, like I said, I have a team around me. I have a virtual admin. She was in Chicago. But I still like, they'll go do consultations for me, but I'll still do consultations, and then send them on the jobs. I still have a day to day with the organizing company. And then I feel like, here's my organizing company. And then this offshoot is HSN. And then, you know what I mean? Like, it's, and then I'm teaching an online class now. So I have, you know, that little entity. And so,
because that's to moms or women who want to organize, right? Your class that you're teaching?
Yes. This year was about, I started in September last year. So September through May, I wanted it to be a school year, just like with moms that have kids in school. And we do a Zoom every first and third Wednesday. And we have, I have a curriculum. Here's my book. I've written this whole curriculum. So my next goal is, right? You know what that, what I'm going to say there?
Yeah.
Just to sell that curriculum. But it's, that has been, because I love teaching, so that has been just so fun. I like, I look so forward to those Zoom days, because here we have all these moms right here on Zoom, but they're all over the country.
Yeah.
And we're all going through a curriculum together. I'm leading them through this curriculum, and it's just been so fulfilling and so rewarding. There, they're doing the work, obviously, but I'm guiding them. And there's just been laughter and tears on the Zoom. It's just been a really neat thing that has come. So I feel like I have three little businesses right now.
You totally do.
And I feel like you launched that recently when we saw you, because I remember you, we were like walking to lunch and you're like, ding, just got another person. Ding. You're like, this is so nice. Yeah. Like, isn't it so nice to just like wake up or like look at your notification? Right. Oh, got another person signed up. Like, it's just such a cool place to be when you're like hanging out with your friends. Like,
that's
just confirmation.
Yeah.
It's confirmation that you're doing something that people want, what they need, that there's a connection. For me, the connection with other women is very important.
Yeah.
So
did you have in your class this time? Because I know you're starting it again. I think you're signing up again for the fall, maybe.
Yes.
But how many
I'm
did
do
you
a
have?
Summer survival series.
Oh, so okay. That's what I've been saying. How many people did you have in your first round of?
So the first time I wanted to keep it small, and I said, okay, I'm only going to sell 20 spots. Cause I just, you know, I just wanted to be able to manage it.
Yeah.
But I sold 40.
You're like, dang. So I love that.
I opened up a nighttime Zoom. So we have the noon that I call the noon Zooms, and then the 8 p.m. Zooms. And the 8 p.m. Zooms are the moms that work all day, but then they come on at night. So I doubled, you know, and that was that was my first time. I just threw it out there. And that's what happened.
How did you launch it?
So I took, Corinne's.
Corinne.
Yeah, I took Corinne's class, Grit and Glam. I reached out to her first because I loved what she was doing, but I wanted to do something a little bit different because her membership is where they buy her membership and she sends videos and the workbook, but she's not like this.
Not the one-on-one part of it then. It's all self-driven.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, so I remember when I was thinking I wanted to do this, I just messaged her like we do all the time, friends in real life. So I messaged her and said, hey, I want to do this. And I know you have something similar. And with all of her organizing, you know, she coaches organizers. Now she's coaching other types of businesswomen, just anybody. Like, she's just gone crazy too. And so she said, okay, here's the deal. Here's the class I want you to sign up for. It was a small cohort and it was like a 6-week thing. And she said, it's for people who want to start their own organizing business. You're way past that, but it's a place that I know that you can plug into, that I can then talk to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I still had access to her team to ask 100 bazillion questions.
Definitely.
And so she really helped me and pushed me and gave me the confidence to do it.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, that's how it, because I knew that I needed help. And I wasn't quite sure where to go. And she was the one that came to mind, and she's out there, you know, she puts herself out there and she's amazing. She's a champion for women as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I wanted some, I wanted it to be a little bit different, but she gave me the, you know, groundwork of
groundwork
to get it going.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, it's always, it will take you 100 times longer if you're like trying to figure it out yourself. Even just looking at the resources, like, you know, ClickFunnels, where do you host your class? Is it just on your website or do you have like a funnel, like just the back end of it?
It's through my website, yes. Mm-hmm.
Your website, yeah.
And then Zoom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so no fancy software. I think that's kind of nice because I know, I mean, we've had courses and all that stuff before, but it's nice to know that like you have this successful, as you say, side gig, but it's a whole nother, like, you know, big portion of your business. It sounds like that you're able to just set that up on your website. Keep it simple with Zoom.
It doesn't have to be fancy. So, yeah. And Corinne has different stuff that she uses. And I'm like, you know, and I think this is true for all of us. We have to, like, what I say to my clients, it has to work for you, not me. So I had to make it work for me. I had to make it work for my bandwidth of up here. I have an admin who does tons of stuff for me behind the scenes that she does a lot of it. But then I just come on the Zoom and I'm writing the curriculum though. And so that it's just really has worked well for me.
That's
so
awesome.
Who knows what the future will hold? I'm just kind of, I always say I'm learning as I grow. And so it just, whenever those things come up, but that's why I love our community. Like we all champion each other, you know, we all just are a community over competition. And that's what I love the most about our community.
I know. And like I said at the beginning, even though everyone's sort of off doing their own thing, like we all are still connected in a way. Like I know we just reached out to you about the attorney thing when we, you know, needed some questions about that, or just like the course thing, or like, you know, we've been thinking about doing a product line for us eventually. So we're like, we know who to talk to. Like, what do we need? So it's just so nice to have that connection. So your day to day is like you have your organizing, you have your courses, and then
twice a month Zoom.
Yeah. And how's your schedule with HSN and like how far out are you planned? And like, how often do you go on air? Cause I know you do virtual stuff where you're on air from home, but you also go out there to their studios a lot, which is so fun. I've watched your stories. Looks so
I love
fun.
Flying to Tampa. I love Tampa. I could live in Tampa, St. Pete.
It's
love
so
it
nice.
There.
We were just there.
Tampa is nice.
It's just beautiful. And the airport's easy to fly in and out of, especially here from Dallas to there. Yeah. It's a 2-hour flight. It's so easy. So for big launches and stuff, I go out and probably once a quarter. It just depends. I don't know. I'm going out next Tuesday. Or I fly out Monday, actually, going on air Tuesday, because that's when my next product was launching on Tuesday. So for new launches, I'm always in studio. If they have, you know, TV, if they have a time slot that they need to fill, my team will text me or email me and say, hey, can you go on air on Thursday from this to this hour? And I'll always say yes. Cause even if I, whatever I'm doing, I'll just say, okay, guys, you have to take this off my plate. I'm going to be on air. And so
and you'll
that's
do that
why,
from home. You'll do
yeah,
that.
So
home.
I have my office right here. I got my HSN studios over here to the left. And so I always have it set up and ready to go. And with the lights and the special camera. And so my office is kind of a blank space. You know, space, so I can make it look like a pantry. I can make it look like however I want it to be. So if it's a quick turnaround like that, they'll say, hey, just come on through via Skype, which is what I do there. And so, it just depends. I never know.
Yeah.
They send out like at the beginning of the year, HSN will send out to all the vendors and all the on-air hosts, and say, plug in your, vacations, and then we will for sure not schedule you then, but everything else is fair game.
Yeah,
so that's kind of how
though.
It is.
I feel like it kind of keeps it exciting, like in a
it
way
does.
Rather than like, okay, every Tuesday I need to do this or whatever.
No.
That's that's really fun because it's keeps it exciting.
Spontaneous. It feels good. Yeah.
Are your lines like, because you said you have six, you're launching your sixth one?
Yes. Yeah. But that's most of so them have awesome. Sold out.
That's what I was going to ask. I'm like, do you, like, are they always in stock? Are they like limited edition collections?
They're usually limited edition. This time They're bringing back my Lazy Susans because they were a big popular one. But I like I said, I can't talk. I don't know how much I could talk, but there's a few things I wanted them to bring back. And they're like, no, we're going to pass on that. And I'm like, no.
Right. Because I feel like you said when we saw you last year, you're like, I know there's so many organizers in this room that like want to order this. And you're like, yo, just the organizers in general are like, where's the product?
Just the organizing community. and your gals that are also in your membership too. Like they're going to want to buy this stuff too. So like, come on people, I've got customers waiting.
I know. And so that's the part that's hard because I can't control everything.
100%.
So.
So how does that work with, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say wink, wink, maybe someday I will though.
Right. Ooh. So how does that work in terms of your organizing now? Like, are you using a lot of your product? Or are you still like, have like, obviously it's probably hard, as you said, because so many things are sold out and like, you probably have to order what you need for your clients. So are you doing container store? Are you doing like Amazon like products?
All the above. So, we're empty nesters and I have three bedrooms upstairs. And so one of them is kind of turned into my HSN backstock room. And so I will go online and buy like my bin clips. I bought enough to last me for the next however long, you know, and they're sold out now, but I have them because I know we use those all the time. And so things like that, like my really pretty canisters that I absolutely love. I bought a bunch of those. They're sold out, but I have those up there. So I'm able to use them as much as I can, but obviously I don't have every single thing in my product line that I need to organize the space. So I'm still best friends with the Container Store, Amazon. So it's kind of a mix, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
I'm not a store, so I don't have, I use as much as I can. So.
No, definitely.
Yeah. You're not the distribution center. So you don't have that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, I still have an amazing relationship with the Container Store. And I live in Dallas. That's where their headquarters are. And so I live literally, there's four Container Stores that are in my, you know.
So you're probably on a first name basis with all the employees there.
Oh, 100%.
Every time I go to buy like organizing product, like, obviously I get a lot on Amazon, but like I was setting up my baby nursery and I'm like going to Walmart and I'm like, oh, I wish we had a Container Store here because they don't have what I need. And they had like two Home Edit, you know, clear bins and all the rest were sold out. I was like, if only.
I know.
How far away is your nearest Container Store?
Yes.
And the only Container Store we have in Oregon is up near Portland.
It's four hours away.
It's just on the, one of the cities and Tigard, I think is where it's at. But we only have one. That's the closest one.
That was what made
it's
organizing.
It's not even a full size. It's a smaller one. It's not a big
size. Oh my heavens. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what made organizing so hard when we were doing it. Because it was the product. Because we had to plan everything out to a T basically, you know, because shipping back and forth to the Container Store is kind of doing returns is kind of a nightmare. Like you can't really do it unless it's in person, or at least it was back then. So that's what made it hard.
I can't believe it. Amazon returns are so easy.
So great.
100%. So easy now. I mean, they've really changed it. So
yeah.
But I am spoiled. I know when I do business coaching calls with other organizers, they're like, oh,
right?
Lucky.
I love it.
Lucky.
So talk to me a little bit about social, because obviously you're very involved on social. You do a lot on stories and stuff. How is social media? Because that's obviously another thing we all do. Like how's Instagram treating you recently, and have you ventured out to other platforms?
Terrible.
We literally on like every week we're like, algorithm loves us, algorithm's hating us right now. It's just so all over the place. It's a nightmare.
Algorithm hates me now.
Like our story views are terrible. It's like, oh, it's a nightmare.
So I'm the opposite. My story views are high, but my posts are, you know, terrible. But I've kind of gotten to the point where obviously I just don't let it control me and I don't stress about it because we're busy. We're so busy in our organizing business, right? That is just steady Eddie. And so I'm like, okay, so you guys probably know how Instagram works better than me, but you get a certain amount of followers. And then, but if your posts don't do well, then all of a sudden I'm losing followers because they're not, how does it work? So they're not they're not engaging. That's the word I'm using. They're
and
not
I think
engaging.
I think what also makes it hard is like the algorithm, like in terms of what, when you open your phone and what you see, like
what
you're
going to
see,
first.
You're going to see what you interact with the most.
Yeah.
And then maybe if you haven't posted for a while, that might pop up and Instagram might be like, oh, do you want to see this? And then they're like, oh, I don't even know this person, like unfollow, you know, but everyone's attention spans are so short. Like I've done that where I'm like, who is this babe? Not a question, not a thought. I'm just like, unfollow. Like it, because they're like, oh, do you want to see this? Nope. You know what I mean? So I think that doesn't help either at all.
And then if people aren't engaged, like I have a lot of followers, but if they're not engaging, then I feel like Instagram scrubs them. And it's even happened to me. Like I'll have a friend that I follow and I'm like, I haven't seen them in a while. And so I'll go to try to find them. And it says I'm not following them anymore. And I'll message them and I'm like, what? I didn't unfollow you. Instagram unfollowed me from you. And so that is crazy to me.
Yeah.
And so that's when I'm just like, okay, I give up. Like I do the best I can. And that has to be it. Cause we only have so much time in the day.
100%.
And I love stories. They're very easy for me. I feel like I'm talking to friends, you know, and I have very faithful people that are in my stories. And then posts, I'm just like, okay, we're not going to run ourselves ragged. I've had a social media manager like trying to help me and it was just a nightmare. And then I'm like, forget it. So it's just, I've just kind of let it go. I mean, not let it go, but I've let go of the frustration. Like it was just like, I don't know what else to do because Instagram is so different now than it was when we first started.
So different.
It's
and
not
TikTok,
the same platform at all.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. TikTok is a whole nother thing.
TikTok. Oh,
but I think that's a good place to be though, because like you really only need to focus. Like it's your brand. Like you're publishing content on there for your brand, especially with HSN, which I know is like super important, but for you, it's not your business model to get, you know, to need to have these viral reels that you're constantly growing. Like it's really just keeping up with the content for your brand, for that loyal audience that you have. And I think that's nice that you're not putting the pressure on yourself. Cause like we talk to people all the time. They're like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm just like, but what's the point? Like, why are you doing this?
What's bottom line here? What's this going to do for your business?
Yeah.
Like, moving the needle.
So I think that's a good way to look at it, but it also can kind of be that pressure thing, which I don't know if
it's
you
a
feel
double-edged
too,
sword.
Because you're like, oh, these people are posting, or like, oh, that's a good idea and all this stuff. So social media is so interesting. I mean, obviously that's what we do full time, but it's a love-hate relationship.
It sure is.
Love-hate.
I'm curious.
If you want to take a vacation, forget it. Then it really hates you. And it's like,
right.
If you're not there, it's like, it drops you like a hot potato.
Since we started, I've never not posted a video. Like I've never taken,
there's never been a break from it. No. Except maybe one day you didn't post a video.
I think the longest period I've not maybe posted has been like 4 days or 3 days. You know what I mean? But through that.
But there's always stories happening. It's like it wasn't abandoned.
Through that whole time. So
I know every now and then you'll post something for maybe like setting up an organizing job for you. You'll put a link on there, like if they want to make an appointment or whatever to have a job. How's that working for you? Does that work well because of your loyal local followers?
Yeah.
Like, do you get clients from your stories?
I do. And so back to my marketing days, repetition, repetition, repetition. So I've always top of mind is that, okay, here's the link. If you want to, like, I'll show a story or I'll get on in the morning, say good morning, go do a job. And then I never post live except I never post jobs live. I always have like a backlog and then I post one of those. So like we just recently did a beautiful walk-in attic space with the Elfa and the whole situation. And then I show that whole storyline. And at the end, I always say, okay, if you guys want to get organized, or it's garage season, if you want to get organized, here's my link. And I get like this week has been crazy with inquiries. I've gotten so many. We've had so many consultations this week and because I've been doing it like every day. So I noticed then, like if I'm really busy in other stuff and I'm not doing that, I see the inquiries drop off, but it's weird. So that for me is the best. It's like, just click this, no pressure. I'll come to a consultation. Like, and people like that. They like that no pressure. Like, today I just went and did a consultation and she was like, I don't really know if we want to do this. And by the end, she's like, okay, when can we do it? You know, so once I'm there, I'm closing the deal. Like what they, you know, so
I love that. That's a really good tip too. And what we've realized recently, because I've like switched my mindset of like for social, like people's attention spans are so short. Crazy. And like, you have to realize they're not, you know, probably not watching your full stories, or they might not see them for that day and all this stuff. Right. Click, click, click. We're all in the click, click, click mode. For me, I know we've been posting a lot of older content. I'm like, why am I so worried about reposting this? Mm-hmm. Like, I've always wanted to just keep new, but it's been nice to take that pressure off. But that's a really good tip for stories in general to just like, even for us, just like, you know, normally we'll only share the blog once or we'll only share the stories once. These people are not watching us every day. We have to remember, even if you like show the same thing I've 3 days in a row, they're not going to get annoyed with you.
Have to say top of mind.
Yes. That's what, and I learned that when I was in radio advertising sales. It's like, I mean, back then there wasn't social media. It was on the radio. So how, you know, people are in and out of their cars or turn, you know, listen to the radio here, there and everywhere and not all the time. So it was repetition. And that stuck in my brain. And so I still have some of that mindset. And it may be annoying, like if people are watching me, and I do have those faithful people that are, you know, follow me every day. They're commenting every day. So they're cute. Like, hi, good morning, you know, and like, you know, it's like a back and forth every day with them. But if I'm not reminding them, I can just do a consultation. Or, you know, that they're not going to on their own go click out and go to my bio and find my website. But so it's just so easy for them to just click. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And if those people that are watching me every day get tired of it, but that doesn't matter to me, but like the people that pick up the phone every other day or.
Yeah. You know. I love that. And I love that you're still able to use like social media for your business. Like social media is working for your business and you're not getting millions of views. You're not stressed about the viral,
you're not
focusing on the algorithm at all, which I think is a good, like just note to like, you know, for all the listeners, like listening, you don't have to put that pressure on yourself. That's not your mm-hmm. business model. Like that's our business model.
Yes.
Right. But you don't need to do that. Like your stories, the fact that you're getting so many inquiries from that and like that's all you need to do. That's helping you grow your business and you don't have to worry about the other.
Yeah. So thinking about how social media can help you in your business and what you're doing. So for you, it sounds like you're getting maybe most of your inquiries through your social media or do you have other sources?
Word of mouth. Yeah, I'm sure.
But for those new people that maybe haven't experienced your services yet, do you think that it's a lot or most of it is coming through your social media stories?
I would say 50-50 and then also Google search. So if you know, organizer near me, if they type in organizers near me, mine will pop up. I don't do a sponsored ad. That one pops up first, but mine is the first. Because I have a lot of, well, not a lot, but I have more reviews in there than a lot of the other organizers in my area. So, and I always ask them, where do they find it? So Google is the tiny percent.
Yeah.
But that's word good. Of mouth and Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. I mean, there's still people on Facebook.
Facebook is still alive and well.
It is. Especially for, I will say, like people of my age. But they have money to spend and they're customers. So, but word of mouth, if I get into a new neighborhood, it's like hotcakes. They'll tell their neighbor, and they'll tell their neighbor, Kalisa. So, and there's new neighborhoods popping up all over Dallas.
I bet.
So, mm-hmm.
Do you have those little signs that you can stick in the ground that says, this house is being worked on by
I just told the girls, because every time we're doing a garage, people stop and they're like, is this a yard sale? I'm like, no.
But you can put your little sign with a little sticks.
I totally especially need for to like your
this garage is being organized by Get Me with Lisa.
Yeah.
Especially because they might be like, is that the one from TV? Because I'm sure a lot of them watch HSN.
So funny. Okay, but let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
HSN has their own audience. HSN, they're TV watchers. They're not really on social media.
That we've discovered too. Yeah. They're not on Facebook. They're not on Instagram. They are their own little community.
They are. And
they're loyal.
They're loyal to the host, like whoever is the host on, you know, like, for HSN, it was Ty and Tina in the Morning was the morning show. And so if you are a Ty and Tina fan, and then I'm on to the Ty and Tina show, hotcakes, right? Yeah. Because they are loyal to those people, to the hosts. And then they learn about the brands through those hosts. And so I have learned that because, of course, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to blow up like crazy because I'm going to be on TV. Nope. That's not how it happened because they are loyal to HSN and QVC and they're watch TV. They're not on social media.
And they're going to watch just that segment that they like to watch, not necessarily all the segments then.
Right. A lot of them will have it. So I went to TV school and they taught us that too. So I had to go to TV school and that was fun. And they call the customer her or she. She's this and she's this. And they have their target. Yeah. Person. And so we sell to her and she. And so that's how they say it. And so, but she listens to it in the background. She maybe will sit down and watch it. But it's kind of like it, they just always have it on in the background. So, but yeah, if it was
cooking.
She might be cooking. Yeah. Or she might be cooking, folding laundry or putting loads. Yeah.
I love that. Tell me a little bit about the TV school. I know we were able to hear a bit about it, but it's so fun to hear.
You were talking about it at the Organizers Collective when we were like dining together.
You were talking
about TV school.
And I know that was kind of like crazy the first time you went on air too, of like what happened. I want you to tell that story.
Those are two separate stories. So before I ever went on air at all, I had to go to TV school. And so, So you hop on and they put you in with another bunch of people that are learning how to be on TV. And it was hilarious because here I am. So it's like trying to like, hi, everybody. Hi, where are you from? And they're totally ignoring me. They're in the Zoom going like this. They're like fixing their hair and putting on makeup. And I'm like, okay, I guess no one wants to talk to me. So I'm just. So then what happens is they have a host who's in the studio and it's a, you know, it's not set up for a real TV. It's so she's in there My first one was Rebecca. And so I'm here with my Skype and I have my camera set up. I had all the equipment that I needed and she has my product sitting there and she's like, okay, well tell me about this and tell me about that and tell me about this. I can't even remember the story now. I know it was funny, but I can't remember. And tell me how much does your jar hold? And I'm like, your canister hold. And I'm like, 2 Costco bags of Cheerios. And then I get off and I'm like, no, done.
Didn't they say something about your smile or something?
I wasn't smiling enough. And I'm like, how can I not? I'm a smiley person. And, and so the first time, and I got off the first time and I flunked and I'm like, oh, I flunked because I can get on Instagram stories and be like, it's weird as I want to be and talk like off the top of, I can talk like, you know, without any prompt or anything. And so I flunked and I was like crying and I told my husband, I'm terrible. I'm so nervous now. What am I going to do?
I failed TV school. What did they do? Send you an email and be like, you got to do this again?
She said, well, the TV coach, she was like, well, here's the feedback. Your canister does not hold 650 ounces of Cheerios.
Hey, you cannot.
Well, you can't say Costco.
Our brand.
Right. You can't say Costco. You can't say any brands. I have to say big box store. Yeah. But I can't, like, if I'm doing a product shoot, I have to turn like bags of chips around and I have to cover the thing up with tape or whatever. Right. There's so much I've learned. But she said, and I just want you to work on your smile. And I'm like, smile? I smile all the time. And I was just like, and so then it was like, I have to be like,
talk and smile.
Like, it feels so fake. But so they made me do my homework and they said, okay, here's your segment. Watch it. I want you to watch it with your head down, like you're working, and just listen to yourself. Now I want you to watch it without any sound. And so I had to watch it without any sound and just see my mannerisms and my facial expressions. And then they said, have someone else, like a family member or whatever, watch it and by themselves, and then give you your honest feedback. And so when I did that, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Because if I think when I'm always upbeat. And so I think if someone's just listening to me, they'll get my energy. But if they're watching me without my sound,
yeah,
they don't feel that. And so that's where the perma-smile comes in. So it was just so interesting.
That's super interesting, especially since, you know, she might be watching on mute or with the sound on or not really paying attention. She might look over and be like, what is that person doing? Or, you know, or something like that. So
she's
interesting.
She's got that icky resting face, you know?
Yeah. Well, and especially I think on TV, like everything's so, it has to be so exaggerated. And like you said, it feels fake, but when you're watching it looks like normal.
Yes.
Which I remember back when Stetson and I were going to launch a little move program thing. We just did this little move thing that we were going to sell. So, which didn't happen, you know, but we did all the things before, but we hired a videographer to come in with his helper. You know, we recorded some things. And I remember we were doing like the little intro. We had rented this little place and it was all cute. Like we staged it all and everything. But we had the hardest time for one, like he had a teleprompter, so we didn't have to remember anything, but just feeling like we smile it, like you have to feel like over the top with the smiles in order for it to look like a little bit. So he was showing us, like he said, okay, let's record a little bit and then I'll show you. And we're looking, wow, we look like we're not smiling, but yet we thought we were smiling.
Yeah.
Right.
But we were really not smiling big enough. And it's not from like coming from within. It's like here on the face.
Yeah.
Smile bigger than you think. Like you said earlier, it's totally fake. You get used to it after a while. I feel like all the things we've done now, especially doing all the Amazon lives and things, we kind of more naturally do it, but it was not easy to feel it.
And it's true. And then the other part of it is when I'm on air in Tampa, or even when I'm on air with Skype at home, I have to vibe with the host. So, and you know me, like I could talk about organizing all day, every day. The host might not know very much about organizing. And so I have to be so careful that I don't interrupt. I don't talk over. Like you have to, like, I have to like stand there and just be like this. And then as soon as they give me my time, I just jump in and I'm like, well, this is what we do. And when we're in clients' homes and this and this. So I have to like really like oversell it, because like, that's the part that I have the heart. I'm like, just let me be the host.
That is interesting. And the fact that it like is live and like, you, like you said, you're dealing, and maybe, I mean, do you know what host you're like working with?
I do.
So that's good. At least you can be like, okay, now it's probably way easier than it was at the beginning, because now you know the different host vibe and you can be like, okay, this is how this person.
And when I see a certain host, I'm like, yes, because I know that we click. And I think they have learned that too. And then when I get to give my feedback, I'm like, they didn't let me speak at all. Like they just were about the selling part and they missed the whole opportunity of me teaching her about how to use this organizing. Because when I go on air, I always have, this is three ways that you can use this particular thing. Because if you're moving to a different house, if you're in a different bedroom or a different room in your house, I want to show them this is versatile. There's three places. So that's what's in my brain and that's what I go on. And if I don't get to do that, I just feel like it falls flat. Like, and so, but that's why when I'm behind the scenes on my Instagram stories, then I can talk about it and give all those pro tips too.
And say what you want without having to wait for that little pause where you can jump in.
How is it streaming from the studio versus your studio at home? Like which one do you like better? Because I feel like the studio is obviously super fun, but you're in the studio, girl. Like you've got, I'm assuming you don't have a teleprompter of what to say? Or
nope, I do not. The host does, because they have like, and I can see their teleprompter and it's the, like the SKU numbers, the item number. And then like, okay, because they're going to go to commercial and they're going to talk about the credit card or whatever. Like they have, but I have nothing. It's just me. What I have to watch is where because like there's four cameras. So yeah. I always have to be watching which camera has the light on. So to do that, and at the very beginning, I told them, the camera operators are awesome. And they'll go, I'd be like, okay, I'm new at this. And so I'm not quite sure. And he said, or whoever's on the camera, I'm just going to raise my hand when it's on me. So that helped me the most. And so then I just looked over there. But when I'm in studio, it's like I'm out of my body. Like it just feels so different.
I bet you're exhausted when you come out of there.
I do. I crash when we get to the hotel. Yeah. But no, it's all fun. I think I'd rather be in studio because I get to touch at home I'm touching the product too, but like how we're on Zoom, like you could see me holding up this or whatever. It's not, I feel like it's different when I'm in studio. So if I had a choice, I'd rather be in studio. Mm-hmm. Just because it feels
it's easier to maybe play off the host too, because you're like right next to them and you're like, exactly. Like it's a more of a conversation rather than like, I'm waiting my turn to talk. And then now, I could see how that would be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. We had the opportunity to film twice in the Amazon Live studio. And it was so fun because somebody's taking care of all the things that we normally have to take care of.
Yes.
If we didn't have to do any of that, we could relax. We got our makeup touched up before we go in if we want to. But also just having the camera crew there that's looking out for you. Now, it's not the same experience. It's slightly different. I feel like yours is way bigger. But just having that studio and having the tools and knowing that everything's working. And then they give us a little training. Okay, this camera's for all the close-ups. Mm-hmm. So make sure your hands are out of the way and turn your labels out. You know, cause so when we know we're doing talking about anything close-up, we know that it's going to be
your hand camera. Movement.
So we turn it this way. And, exactly. And try not to get in the way. And then it's over here. Then that's more full body view. So, you know, we want to make sure we're looking there and speaking there. And it's.
But obviously, I think, if I were going to choose, like, it's so fun to stream in a studio go live in a studio. It's such a different energy. It's so fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you like doing that, it's going to be really fun.
I love doing it. Yes.
Yeah.
And it both times, either way, I always have the producer in my ear. And so they help too. They'll be like, we're going to wrap on that. Okay. 2 seconds left to talk about that. So they help
me. You have a little microphone in your ear to tell you.
IFB, so they put it in there and I can hear the control room and they talk to me through that. It's really cool. But the hands thing, so I can see, like I can look in the monitor and see which shot, and it's like a little bit of a delay, so I can see what kind of type they're going to go to next. But when it's up to my hands, the funniest thing happens. So I always do, because I work so hard with my hands that I don't go get an actual pretty manicure like Stetson always. I do like the press on, you know, like but they work great. But so one time I'm doing, you know, I'm showing the product and it's a close up of my hands and I look at the monitor and one of my fingernails is missing. So I'm like, dude, it's fallen on the floor. So I'm like, there's so many stories like that. One time my mic pack fell out and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was that person's job to put my mic back in. So now I'm like, shove it down my pants.
Right. This is not happening again. I don't care.
So little things like that, but it's just all part of it, but it's fun. Like I've laughed and I laugh at it. I don't take myself and that too seriously because, you know, nobody else does. So.
So you have a story that I think it would just be fun to hear again because you shared it at the Organizers Collective, but something happened when like everything was going wrong when you were going to a live.
Wasn't it your first time?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's what I was going to tell you guys. So, remember back when I said that September 2021 was like when I was going to launch and stuff. And then it was QVC and HSN were doing a crossover. So I never knew if I was going to get a QVC host or an HSN host. And they wanted me to talk about refrigerator organization. And so I had it 2 days in a row. The first day we were doing holiday storage, which I had a holiday storage line coming out then. And so I was able to talk about holiday storage and I did that here in my office. Well, the next day they wanted me to talk all about refrigerator organization. So I'm like, okay. So the producer comes on, I'm talking to him and he's like, the host, she was a QVC host. she cannot get her camera up. You're going to have to do this by yourself. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And so literally he's counting down in my ear, 3, 2, 1, go. And I'm like talking about my refrigerator. And then I was like, oh, and I'm like, I just had to like, I was petrified. And it was crazy, but it was like, you know, thrown into the fire, but I did it, right?
That's the best way. And that was like earlier on, right then? So that was
my second day ever being on TV.
Fresh out of TV school.
And they're like, okay, you gotta go. You're like, sure. Oh my gosh. Like, talk about
and
being
it was
on
my refrigerator. And I'm like, because you know, the host usually says, okay, today we're talking with Lisa and blah, blah, blah. What do you suggest for holiday storage in your refrigerator? How do you set up? So I literally just had to like take over and act. So, and I know I flubbed a little bit, but like my husband said, they watched it. It was like, nobody knew but you, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just like in one of those trial by fire.
The best way to learn, you just gotta jump in and do it.
Seriously. Oh yeah, you learn best by jumping in with both feet, not knowing and what the heck other, you're doing.
The loyal watchers are probably like, who is this girl? Because they've probably never seen you. Where's the host? What am I watching?
what happened to
is
her?
She the new host?
I think luckily that was like what, still COVID-ish time, so I'm assuming everyone was a little bit more understanding when people were streaming from their homes.
Because that's when
her camera, like I saw her pop up for a minute and then it went then totally black.
And those were the days when people, like newscasters who were wearing like suits from the top up, but then they'd accidentally stand up and they're just wearing shorts and you know,
boxers.
They're forgetting. Yeah, we used to hear about those stories.
Oh my gosh, or see funny things. Yeah, that's so fun though. Like what a fun, I just feel like you're like how your business is scheduled right now, it's just really fun because you're able to do like for us that like to do a lot of things at once.
Yep.
And like you don't like to have a set schedule, like we don't mm-hmm. do well with like we're gonna do the same thing every day. So I feel like that just keeps it really fun and exciting for you. That's probably why you're like, no, I still want to organize, even though I have these other things that you could probably, if you wanted to, drop off the organizing, but you love that piece.
I do. And like someone said to me the other day, it was another organizer, and she messaged me on Instagram and she was like, I can't believe you're still going on jobs. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Like, is that a negative? Is that, what is that? And I said, you know, it flows from the top down and I love my team. I love my clients. I would rather be in a garage than sitting behind a desk, you know, doing all the behind the scenes stuff that has to get done. So that's what I want. And that's the beauty of owning our businesses. We get to do what we want and it doesn't have to look like the next person. Like, that's why I went into organizing. I absolutely love it. Now, do I get tired? Absolutely. Are there jobs I just don't want to do anymore? Absolutely. But that's also the beauty of owning it. I can say, okay, girls, you guys got this today. You're, you know, so-and-so, you're the lead organizer on this one. You're Jess, you're the lead organizer on that one and go, you know, but I get to choose.
I like that because like you said, so especially when you look at people, you're like, oh, they have this product line on HSN or they have a million followers or all these things. Like everyone's, I feel like it's easy to be like, oh, they must have it all or they must only do this or whatever. But it's like, that's so important to keep in mind that it's your business and set it up how you love what you love to do. If you love to do only the TV thing and you want to dive more into that and just focus solely on that, do that. If you want to do like more content creation stuff, if that's like what you love to do, try and shift things, which I think I just love that you're able to set it up
in the way that feels right.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it doesn't have to look like the next person. Yeah. Like it doesn't just because another organizer started a business and now they're hands off and only do whatever they want. You know, that doesn't mean I have to do it. And that's when I was like, okay, like I don't let that kind of stuff bother me. But when that person said that, I'm like, I couldn't tell. Is that like a negative? Like I'm like, well, you know what? If that's what I it flows from the top down. And when I'm on jobs, my team loves it. The energy's fun.
Yeah.
They're still learning from me. It's just a team spirit. But that's what I'm choosing.
It's almost remember when we were all smaller organizers and we're like, ooh, the people that have a team, like, that's what we want to be, like, we want to have that. But then, like, the bigger organizers, like, no, I tried a team and I don't like it and I just want to do it myself. But then you might look at them and be like, oh, you're not as successful, quote unquote, because you don't have a team. It's like, that does not mean anything at all.
No, it does
I still work with a team. Obviously, on your stories, anyway, I love your stories. Like, when you're finishing a job and you're doing your little victory dances.
Oh, yeah. We do Friday night dance party all the time.
I love that.
Yeah, your fun stuff. But it's not that, I mean, these people have these thought process, I guess, thinking, well, you're still working in your business instead of on your business. But it's, you know, it's whatever the intention was. Perhaps the gals that are having the team and they're no longer working in their business, maybe that's what their intention was the whole time.
Exactly. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's their job. That's totally fine. They want.
Yeah. But to compare to another person's way of doing their business and how they want, it's fulfilling. If it's not fulfilling, then change it. But it's fulfilling, you know, and it's fun for you to go out on the jobs.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. But like I said, if I'm like, okay, I don't really like doing closets, I'll be honest. And I'm like, okay, girls, you got the closet.
Go do the closet.
You know,
I'll do the garages.
I love garages. but that's so I always say, like, don't compare yourself to someone else, because number one, like you said, you don't know the whole story behind the scenes. Like, I don't want to do the business part. That's why I hired my admin. She's young and out of college, and she can figure it out like that, where it would take me all day. No, thank you.
Yeah.
So I do hire people that help, but I still want to be a part of it. So until I don't, you know?
Exactly. And that's okay to change, which I think is good.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for this year? Do you have any like big goals? Are you just like focusing? Like, do you feel like you have a good system? I know for us, like, it's the first year that we feel like we finally have our systems in place. We have an amazing team where we can like actually step back, which is just like so nice, you know, but it's a weird thing because we've always had these big, huge goals of like, I want to do this year. I want to make this much. Yeah. I want to go here. I want to do this. And it's the first year that we're not doing that, which I think is so nice. So what are your goals for 2024?
So my goals are, I'm kind of like you guys, I have things pretty, like, the systems are working and we're in a sweet spot, I say, with the team. So my next goals are, okay, what do I want to do with my online class? Like, I'm really have some ideas that I want to implement with that, and trying to decide, do I want to sell this curriculum and do just, you can buy the book and do it that way? Do I want to teach in a different, you know, I don't know. I have all these ideas up here. But Q1 was definitely this HSN. So I have to kind of like, I'm going with that until then, you know, after Tuesday is the launch, and then it'll kind of take its own course there. And then I can switch and be like, oh, but I always have stuff going on up here.
You're like us.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun and exciting of like having your own business, is just always being able to try things and
because you
test things or think of things or just get excited by an idea, even if you never do it.
Yes, because you can, because it's your business. You can try things, or you can, you know, keep doing what you're doing and improvise and expand on that. I mean, it's endless what we can do.
It is. And so, I feel like we're really in a good sweet spot. Last year, I would say was a really hard year, and just with, there was just like so many different things going on, you know, the economy. And then there was months I'm like, is this even worth it anymore? Like, I feel like I'm working so hard, and then what's happening, you know, and then that's what prompted me, like, okay, I'm going to do this online class. I'm going to find something new, like something to fill my soul, which in turn fills the souls of the people I help. Like, I feel like I have to be okay before I can pass it on. So I'm just constantly just taking the pulse of how I'm feeling, how my team is feeling, how, you know, what's the to-do list for HSN. And so When, but this year, 2024 has just been like, I'm like, here we are already April. What? You know?
I know.
Literally.
And it's just.
One is gone.
It's yeah. just chugging along. But it's like, wow, it feels like a breeze. Mm-hmm. So I count
yeah,
that
that's
as a
how
win.
We feel too. Mm-hmm. Last year was a lot for us as well. Like we were
yeah.
literally traveling every month, like going on so many trips, just
You
managing,
guys
trying
were.
to get our systems in place. Mm-hmm. Like,
when we went to the Organizers Collective, we were in so many states at once.
I
And
remember.
we only had, I think, a 2-day break between our previous trip to when we left for the, to go to that side of the world. Cause we had the Amazon event as
Yes.
well. And then, you know, we were at the Organizers Collective, and then we went to have a meeting with someone in Tampa.
I remember
that.
And then you were going to New York or something.
Yeah. Stetson was buying a house. Stetson.
Yes.
A
house
while
that.
We were in New York. Just signed the contract from New York.
Yeah. I remember
talking
that.
To our real estate agent. Did they put in an offer? What do you mean? I'm like, just like,
yeah, we were in our little tiny, teeny tiny at the Arlo. I actually really like that hotel in Manhattan, where we were in our little teeny tiny rooms. The rooms are so small, we had to get two rooms because it was too small for two people. But Stetson's like texting me, am I really buying a house? Maybe right now from this
10
room.
10 minutes one time. Right. Wild.
Crazy.
But yeah, all the crazy travel that we did, but. Oh,
yeah, and being like, is this worth it, or what yeah. are we even doing? Like,
mm-hmm. right. Well, and now look, this year you're having a sweet baby,
yes.
and
yes,
you're gonna take some time and enjoy that, and
yeah,
it's mm-hmm. just because that's gonna change our life.
Oh yeah, 100%.
100%.
Beauty of it is Stetson's ready for that. You know, there's so many. I know, and you and I too. You've known so many
yes.
women who. They just know everything's going to be exactly the same. Nothing's going to change. You know, I'm still going to be superwoman. I'm going to be mm-hmm. super mom. I'm going to have all the things. What I love about Stetson is she's embracing the fact that I have an unknown life ahead of me, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm prepared for it. She's been preparing now, especially the last several weeks, getting mm-hmm. ready for it. But just to embrace that moment that my life is going to look a lot different.
A lot.
Pretty soon. Yeah. Rather than feeling the pressure of, I have to keep all these plates swirling on
exactly.
sticks.
Exactly. The minute that baby's in your arms, it's just,
I know.
I'm like, what am I even doing? I'm just going to quit. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think like I said, we're in a really good spot, and it sounds like you are too. And it's nice to go into, like, we're not really like big New Year's resolution, you know, people. And we're already, like you said, in April, but it's nice to go into the year with a little less pressure.
Yeah,
on yourself and going into it of like, okay, like you said, I got through Q1. My main goal was HSN. Mm-hmm. Now you have more time after Tuesday to focus on, you know, your course, which you're really excited about.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just take a more slow approach to the year, I think.
Yes.
And I know you still have so many things going on, but just with that mindset, it's been.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a word for the year too. I don't really do huge New Year's like things, but I always like try to think of a word. And mine this year was renew, like renew my spirit, renew my, you know, it's just renew things that I wanted back, you know? So that's kind of, that was just like, we drove to Wisconsin over the holidays, and we caravaned with our other kids. And so driving home, I was just like, that was the word that just came into my mind. I'm like, I just want a renewed spirit. I want to renew a few things in the business. I want to renew my, you know, I want to go on a more vacation.
Right?
I want to renew my spirit. So I'm going on a girls trip in June for my birthday. And so I just kind of think of that, and I share that with my online class too. And it's just nice to have that one thing to just, okay, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is what I wanted to do this year. So that's kind of how I do
love
it.
That word. That's really good.
I
Last year
too.
For us, it was fun. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I really only want to do something if it's fun.
Fun.
Like,
that's good.
You
too.
Know, I'm just like, I just want to have fun. We've been working our butts off. Obviously last year was a whirlwind. It was so busy, but it was just a fun thing to do.
It was fun
to do. Okay. Let's do it. You know, or
yeah,
I only want to do this if it's fun. So that we really had a fun year.
We did. And we flew well, you know,
and
we were always in the boardrooms, you know, and we always got first class travel, and
So yeah, nice. Just,
it was, yeah. It
that's
was
just fun. Now
nicer
that's
hotels. You know, we always up the hotel, you know, like, oh, you know what I mean? Just made the whole thing fun. And fun, we switched to Uber Black.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I heard. Fun. Yes.
Let's Uber do that. Black,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun to go into that year with mm-hmm. that mindset.
Yeah.
And then cut out anything that was like, that doesn't sound fun. I don't want to do that. Not that we cut out too many things.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year I'm just like going, I think maybe like peace, just like calm. Like I'm just going about it as that. I'm just mm-hmm. like, I don't know, slowing things down, which
that's good.
Which we're not.
Are you guys going to do the how-to summit? It's going to be in Texas this year.
No, we're not.
Oh, it's in Texas.
I did hear that it was going to be in Texas.
It's in Austin. I'm doing a little breakout session for them. Yeah. It's in September. And so I haven't been the last couple of years. So I'm kind of renewing my spirit to go back to that. You know, I kind of took a break from going to conferences.
Yeah.
And the OC was fun and that was different. And so that was really fun. And so, yeah, with it being in Texas, I'm going to take my two lead organizers with me.
That'll be
so
perfect,
they can go to classes.
Is it fairly close by? Like how far is it?
Yeah. From you? Or where 4 hours.
Okay.
A 4 hour road trip.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or it's a 45 half hour flight. So we're going to drive though. We're going to drive. So
yeah,
just so we have car time and it's just a really,
that'd be so good.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that in September.
The only live one that we went to was the first one, and Stetson and I drove from here, and it was fun just driving down over the Siskiyous and down into the area. Yeah. It's like a 3 and a half, probably similar, close to 4 hour drive. But yeah, now we're going to be staying close to home for a little bit.
I bet. Yes, you guys are.
Yeah. But you know, it falls September. I don't know. We'll see what's happening in September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was so fun and getting to chit chat with you and catch
up. It
was. We always say every time we talk to you, eventually one day we got to get a little girls thing set up. You know what I mean? I feel you two are very, very similar.
Yes. Like your mom and I click.
Say that we're together. You're like,
well, I'm an Idaho girl.
The sisterhood is strong.
Yes, we're Northwest. I'm an Idaho girl. So Oregon girls and Idaho girls. My husband was born in Oregon. So that right there, we're a special breed.
Right.
Yeah. So I was actually born and raised in Southern California, believe it or not. But I feel like Oregon's been my home. This is where I really grew into the person that I am today. I was homeschooling my kids and raising them in a little country farm, little 5-acre ranch that we had to where I am today. But
we'll have to set up a little girls trip.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you guys. I just adore you. You guys know that.
We love you too, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so nice to have you. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see baby.
I know. So much has been changed in any day.
Any day.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.